as you can see, there's a lot that we must accomplish. As Christians, period, not just as PFC members, but as Christians, there's a lot for us to accomplish that we're not really giving urgent attention to. We are just living day by day being saved, but don't realize the assignment. We stopped at salvation, but don't realize the assignment. With salvation, that salvation is the entranceway. It is simply the doorway into the kingdom. But once you get into the kingdom, there's work. Well, we're a royal priesthood, we're a holy nation, we're, you know, yeah, I know, but when you enter into royalty and nobility, it obligates you. I told you before, noblesse oblige. Noblesse oblige. Nobility obligates. And once you enter into the kingdom, there's an obligation and there's an assignment. Every royal has royal duties. I don't hear you. Every royal has royal duties. You're not just a part of the royal family and just sit around and do nothing. You have royal assignments, royal responsibilities. You must represent as a royal. You must represent the royalty. You must represent the kingdom. I know. It's not about, no. See, we get mixed up. Speaking in tongues is a wonderful thing. It gives you communion with God and with man if it's other tongues. But then the relationship with God obligates you to do and to be in this time. You have to become, you have to understand that there's a work that's needed. In the 9th chapter of Matthew, after Jesus had finished doing all, the whole 9th chapter of Matthew is Jesus doing miracles. Jesus working miracles. Jesus working miracles. Jesus working miracles. He's showing his disciples that there's an obligation. From the beginning of Matthew's 9 all the way down to the last verse, it's Jesus doing miracle after miracle. He turns around, somebody else is pulling on him. He turns around, somebody else is needing something. And he fulfills it. He heals. He raises from the dead. The whole 9 yards. And then when he gets to the end of that chapter, he looks out over Jerusalem. And he says, man, the harvest, after all the work we've done, after all the work I showed you how to do, I didn't just instruct you, I showed you how to do it. And out of all the work that I've done in front of you, the harvest is still plentiful. But the laborers are few. And then he said, I want you pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers out into the vineyard. So that means that there must be a push and a recruiting of the sanctified and to get them active in the kingdom's work. Hallelujah. So that the harvest won't rot, and so that the harvest will be brought in, and that more souls will come into the kingdom, and that Jesus will be pleased. Everybody, look at your neighbor and just say, hey, hey, make it work. That's my theme today. Make it work. Everybody say, make it work. Now, all of us have been given a divine input. God has infused us with something that is absolutely divine for the work of the kingdom. Every one of us. You do not measure your gifting and your calling by somebody else's. I don't hear you. You don't measure your gifting and your calling based on what others are doing. Because others may have the capacity to do more than you, but they can't do what you do. They cannot do or be who God's called you to be. They have their own weight. And the more that you see them accomplish, the weight was heavier. The more you see them accomplish, the weight was heavier. God gives you according to your ability. Matthew 25, God said that he gave the master that went away on a long journey, gave to his three servants according to their ability. So you don't ever measure yourself up against somebody else's. And you don't downplay because you don't have what they have. Hallelujah. You don't downplay because you don't have it the way they have it. Man, if that was the case, I would never preach here again after Pastor James Wilson. The way he gets up here and just preaches, I'd give him my keys and go down to Tahiti. God gives us several gifts and callings and talents based on our ability, based on who he's called us to be and what he's called us to do. And I'm talking to you talent barriers, you that bury your talent, you that don't come to the plate to bat, you that sit back and watch others work when God has invested something in you. You that pull your bat and ball and go away because of your different feelings. You let your feelings stop you. Why, there's no sense in me doing that because he's got his preferences. He ain't gonna never tell. No. Get this microphone, it's ringing. No. Don't do that. Because the bottom line is, you are specifically and uniquely called. You are specifically and uniquely called. Glory to God. And no matter how little or how large you think your junk is, it is significant. I don't see some of y'all affirming that at all. Some of y'all still looking like a deer caught in headlights. It is significant. You are significant. You are purpose driven. You are called by God. And it's not by the volume of people that acknowledge you. It's based on the opinion of one. I don't care what you've done. No matter what sin you've committed, you are not disqualified. You just got to get your act together and get back at it. I'm trying to talk to you. Some of you have disqualified yourself based on things that you've done. Who in this room hasn't done something? Who in this room has not messed this thing up? Difference between some of us just we ain't got caught. Amen. We just got our junk together before anybody could find out. We just look good. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. But we just got it together before God pulled the covers off. God said, you're smart, because I'm about to tear you up. Some of us living by the mercies of God. Oh, yeah, we are. And we disqualify ourselves and we think that we've lost the time. You have not lost the time. You just got to get back to it and make it work. The book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse, Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, don't be a slackard, don't be lazy. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Don't halfway do nothing. Do it with all your might. Don't skimp. Do it with all your might. For there's no worth, there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you're about to go. You can't do nothing once you die. Everything that you've been called to accomplish is in this thing called life. It's in this thing called life. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. And you are squandering some good time. You are squandering some precious moments. You are sitting back letting time pass you by. And you are not taking seriously the reason why you've been planted on this thing called terra firma. You've been put here for a divine reason. You've been called with a holy calling. You've been gifted by God. You have something that you are holding on to that others need. And while you're sitting there trying to get figure this thing out, other people are going without. You've got to come to the agreement with God and do and be who He's called you to be. Stop minimalizing yourself. Stop acting like you don't count. Stop acting like your voice won't be heard. Stop acting like that you're insignificant. I'm mad. Yeah, I'm mad. Tired of Christians sitting back and letting the work of the kingdom go to pot because they just haven't gotten together with themselves yet. They haven't worked it out with themselves yet. Hallelujah. And you become your worst enemy. And you don't need anybody to speak down about you. You do it about yourself. You don't need anybody to talk bad about you. You talk bad about yourself. You don't need anybody to think about you in a negative way. You have a negative thought stronger than all their thoughts put together. And you need to lose that. Lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. It hasn't worked for you up to this point, and it'll only keep you down going forward. Let it go and make it work. I don't hear anybody here. Make it work. Paul said we all have got to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He said we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And we've got to give an account of the things that we have done. Hallelujah. We have got to give an account of the things that we have done in this flesh, whether they're good or bad. That simply means, in Corinthians, that simply means you've got to answer to God even if you don't have anything to answer with. He holds you accountable for what He called you to do, even if you didn't do it. If you didn't accomplish it, He still holds you accountable. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God. He's a just God. He's not just a loving God, He's a just God. And He demands of His children, all the things that He put in them, He demands a return. He demands a return. I don't hear you. And we get so into our emotions that we hold back what God has gifted us with because things didn't go my way. Didn't go my way, so I'm not going to do this now. Didn't go my way, so let them feel the pain of my absence. Didn't go my way, so I'm just going to pull my gift back. Go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. We hear all these idiotic cliches, and we think that they work in the kingdom. They don't work in the kingdom. Because whether you're appreciated or not, you do the work of the kingdom. Because it's not whether man appreciates you, it's whether you have the favor of God. You better hear what I'm telling you. And if my enemy is happy because I'm dormant, I'm about to make my enemy mad. I'm about to get on my enemy's nerves. Because I'm about to kickstart this thing into fifth gear, and I'm going to get to work in the kingdom, and God is going to find, He's going to smile upon me, and I'm going to bring favor to everything that I come into. Yeah, that's right. There's a shaking in the kingdom. People are waking up in the kingdom. This is the age of the kingdom, and we have got to get to work to bring the souls to Christ. And there's something unique that God has called you to do and be. Hit somebody, say, make it work. Yeah. Make it work. You're sitting here not realizing how uniquely gifted you are. Not realizing that you're more than your 9 to 5. Not realizing that even if you don't have a degree, even if you don't have the credentials, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm talking to you right now. You got to appreciate who God's called you to be. And you got to agree with God. And you got to say, I am somebody. I refuse to rehearse the lines of a demon. I'm just nobody. No, I am somebody. I'm shaking that nobody off. I'm somebody. I don't hear anybody. Shake that nobody off. He's been holding you. She's been holding you for too long. Shake that nobody off. I am somebody made in the image and the likeness of God and given assignment on this thing called earth, and I will fulfill my assignment because I hear the alarm clock and I'm waking up. I hear the alarm clock and I'm waking up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings will hold you back. Hallelujah. No. Get out of your feelings. They've been holding you hostage too long. They have been marginalizing you too long. And you have allowed your feelings to dumb you down. You got to do it whether you feel it or not. You've got to know who you are, whether people acknowledge you or not. I don't hear anybody. You got to square your shoulders whether somebody supports you or not. You got to hold your head up whether somebody pats you on the back or not. You got to know who you are. I'm trying to talk to you. You got to know who you are and stop apologizing for being you. The good, the bad, it's you. It's me. That's just me. And God is working on me, and I will be who God's called me to be, with or without your permission. With or without your support, hallelujah, with or without your help, I will be who God's called me to be. Because I'm tired of living this marginalized life. There's work in the kingdom for me. There's appointment for me. There's an appreciation for me. And I will live up to it. I will live up to it. Somebody say, make it work. Everything that God did, everything... Can I come down here? Everything that God did through a man was done through struggle before success. Done through problem before promise. Hallelujah. Done through trial before triumph. And they were put to the test in extreme measures. And God backed up and said, make it work. You got to look at Moses. Moses is put into training by, I feel preaching. Nope, I want to teach. Well, I'm going to follow you. Moses was put into training. Hallelujah. Moses taken out of Pharaoh's house. Moses taken out of the culture of Egypt. Put on the backside of a desert. Why? Because you got to go into basic training. Taken to a place he didn't want to go, taken from a comfort that he had, and put in a predicament that he had to endure, because there was a lesson in the problem. You don't understand. God puts you in situations and allows you to go into situations because there's a lesson there that's going to bring out the better you, the stronger you, the wiser you. I don't hear anybody. And while you're trying to run away from it, God says, stay right there. But God, I can't make it. Don't worry, I'm in this thing with you. He's in it with you. He's not sending you someplace that he's not there. He's not sending you someplace that he is not already occupying. He is in the middle of your trouble. God, is in the middle of your trouble. Don't turn me down. God is in the middle of your struggle. And he takes you out of your comfort. Hallelujah. To bring you into a proving ground. The proving ground has problems. The proving ground has situations. The proving ground has struggles. But he said, you are well equipped because I already took you through the basic training. Give me 15 more minutes. I've already taken you through the basic training. Remember that problem you had before? That was training. Remember that struggle you had to scrape out of? That was training. Remember that pressure you were carrying? That was training. And if you made it through that, you'll make it here. I took you through then. I'll take you through now. And each level is a greater you. You're not hearing me. Every success over every struggle makes a greater you. Stop running from your problems. Run into your problems, David. Run into your Goliath and take them down. Run into it. You running from a Goliath. God already showed you through the bear and the lion that you can make it through. You're running from a Goliath. You already have 5 smooth stones. You're running from Goliath because he's 9 feet tall. Your God is bigger. What are you running from? Run into it. Run into it equipped. Run into it well able. Hallelujah. Run into it and knock it out. Daddy said, knock you out. I'm trying to talk to you. I found out that my problems can't deal with me. It's not I can't deal with my problems. No, my problems can't deal with me. At this stage of salvation, at this stage of knowing Jesus, my problems can't deal with me. Because every problem that comes, I knocked them out before, I'll knock them out again. I'm not just living through my problem, I'm walking on top of my problem. Did you hear what I said? Walking on top of my problem. Because God has given me the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Make it work. Moses was sent into basic training. And in his basic training, God had to show him some things in the backside of a desert. Shanda. Stripped of his royal trappings, stripped of his royal position. Standing as a Bedouin in the backside of a Meridian desert. Hallelujah. And while he's there chasing sheep, this once prince of Egypt chasing sheep. At 80 years old, he runs into a cave that has a burning bush. 80 years old, Moses. Take off your shoes. Because this is a different location. Take off your shoes. Because this is not the position in Egypt. Take off your shoes, boy. Because where I'm about to send you, you got to stand on holy ground. Y'all don't hear what I'm Bokuta Damasa. Isheta Lamakosa. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. I want you to go back down. Go back down into Egypt. But I've been gone 40 years, I know, but go back down. Because I hear the cry of my people. And I ordained you as a savior. So I want you to go back down into Egypt. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Let them go into the wilderness to worship. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Moses got a job that he didn't think he's qualified for. Because in his brokenness, he started to judge himself by his deficit. He started to judge himself by his handicap. But your handicap is no excuse, because God will use you in your brokenness. God will use you in your handicap. I feel like a preacher today. God will use you with your limp. God will use you. Hallelujah. Moses says, but how can you use me? I stammer when I speak. God said, don't worry about it. I got you. He said, talk to Aaron. My brother is a priest. He's more articulate. He said, you can speak to Aaron, but I'm not talking to Aaron, because I chose. Because I chose you, so make it work. I chose you with your handicap. I chose you with your brokenness. So make it work. Take your rod, Mo. Go down to Egypt, Mo. Hallelujah. Before you leave, boy, take your hand, put it in your clothes, pull it out. Leprosy. Take your leprous hand, put it in your cloak. It's healed. I'm basic training. Because what I'm teaching you now, you're going to use it later. Oh, I don't hear you. Take your rod. Yeah. Take your rod. Throw it down, boy. It's a snake. Yeah, I know. Now grab it by the tail. Pick it up. It's a rod again. Basic training. You don't realize that you're in training. When you get through one struggle, it's training. When you get through one skirmish, it's training. Who am I talking to? Stop looking at your cup is half empty. Look at it, it's half full. Every struggle I've been through and made it out of was training. Take your staff and go down into Egypt. Talk to your brother. He's now Pharaoh. And go give him a message from me. Tell him, let my people go. But who shall I say sent me? Tell him, I am that I am. That says it all. I am that I am. I'm that very one and same I am. I'm that all-powerful I am. I am that I am. I am that whatever you need me to be. I feel like preaching. I am that I am. That means if you go, I'll go with you. That means if you open up your mouth, I'll speak for it. I don't hear anybody here. I gotta end. I gotta stop. I gotta close. He stands before Pharaoh and says, Pharaoh, this is Moses. I know I don't look like I looked before, because I've been changed. Oh, I don't look like I looked when I left here, because I've been changed. I looked Egyptian when I left here, but I'm coming back as a call of God. I'm coming back as a savior of a people. Come on, you're not going to look the same in front of your problems. Hey! God said, let my people go. Who is your God? He told me to tell you he is I am that I am. Hey, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God told Moses, throw your rod down, turn into a snake. Pharaoh said, we've been doing this for years, man. Janice, Jambres, throw your cane down. Their cane turned into snakes. He's like, man, that's Paul a trick. We've been doing this for years. All of a sudden, Pharaoh's eyes get big as Moses' snake eats Janice's and Jambres' snake. Time to go any further. My time is up, but you got to make it work. Moses, let me cut to the chase. He finally gets the children out of Egypt, walks them by the millions, and as they're crossing into the Red Sea area, the army of Egypt comes behind him. And Moses stands there with the people panicked. Did you have to bring us into the wilderness to die? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out here to be killed by the army? And Moses stands up and says, wait a minute, stand still. Shut your mouth. Get out of your feelings. Stand still. Shut your feelings down. Shut your feelings down. Stand still. Quiet your nerves. Stand still and see what's about to take place. Somebody hit your neighbor and say, watch my God work. Your emotions get in your way. Push through your emotions and watch God work. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show to you this very day. For the Egyptians that you see before you today, you shall see them again no more forever. For the Lord shall fight for you. For the Lord shall fight for you. For the Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Wait a minute, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. After he says this to the millions of Hebrews, he turns around to God and says, Lord, what shall we do? Wait a minute, you just gave a great speech. What shall we do? Wait a minute, you just made the people confident. I know, but what shall we do? He said, well, I'll tell you what, Mo, that Egyptian army is getting closer. And until you do what I taught you to do, your death is looming. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? What's in your hand? In other words, what's in your hand, you got to make it work. If you want to see me work, you got to get to work. What's in your hand? It's the staff. He said, until you better do something quick, because I'm not going to move until you make it work. You missed it. He said, I'm not going to move until you make it work. said, I'm not gonna move until you make it work. He said, Moses, stretch out your rod. There's something you've got to do. Corey, stretch out your rod. Moses says, oh yeah. Stretches out his rod. God rolls up his sleeve and says, now watch me work. If you want God to get included, if you want God to get involved, you gotta make it. Come on, somebody, praise God. I gotta stop here. Come on, somebody, make a praise to God. Come on. Come on. Everyone stand. You have so much invested in you, you have to get tired of being dormant. Every exciting story that I just told you took determination, took Moses, took Moses' total sacrificial determination and commitment to God. And through his stammering, his lack of confidence, his insecurities, his past, he had to trudge through that in order to bring the people of promise out of bondage into the promised land. A man who didn't think that he was capable because of his handicap, as some of you do. You disqualify yourself and think yourself not to be capable because of whatever you've contrived in your mind or whatever the enemy's whispered in your ear. The enemy tells you something and you can talk back. The enemy's not a dignitary. You can talk back. The enemy's under your feet. You can talk back. You don't have to respect the devil. You can talk back. Did you hear me? You don't have to respect Satan. He tell you something, you say, shut your mouth. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The enemy talk to you, talk back to him. Let him know who you are. I am a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation. Enemy talk to you, talk back to him. Let him know you lost your place. I took your place. You used to be the head worshiper. Now I'm the head worshiper. You got to make it work. To you beloved of the Lord. To you beloved of the Lord. What are you doing with your time? Look at me. Let me come back up here so you can see me. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your assignment? What are you accomplishing in the kingdom? Who are you? Do you know yet? Because if you don't know who you really are, you can't make your life work. You can't make your gift work. You can't make your assignment work. God doesn't use nobodies. God doesn't use nobodies. He's gifted you because you are specifically significant and unique. Why won't you see yourself as that? I'm not talking about a false bravado that covers up an insecure heart. I'm not talking about puffing up. I'm talking about being secure in who you are. My time is up. To be secure in who you are. Beloved of God. You're only alive because your purpose is not finished. You're only alive because your purpose is not done. So when will you literally surrender to God and get to work? Perfecting Faith Church has need of you. The kingdom has need of you. Your life is ordained by God. When will we flood this place in with willing workers till there's no room? Because we are workers indeed. Not workers in word, workers indeed. That our deeds denote us as workers. Make it work. Make your gift work. Your gift of speech, your gift of writing, make it work. Your gift of business, make it work. Your gift of song and music, make it work. Amen. Your gift of education, make it work. Whatever you are infused with, make it work. Don't just sit back and just have a marginal gift. Fine tune it. Don't just sit back with a high school diploma. Go get a master's. Did you notice no amen with that? No. I'm very serious. Did you notice the no amen with that? Anointing and education go together. Well, I'm anointed. I don't need. Shut that demon up. He done marginalized you too long. With your gifted tongue talking self. Amen. Become something greater. Make it work. That in your elder years you'll be able to sit back and say, I accomplished it. I did it. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Make it work. For all of you that know that you have not really donated yourself, make it work. To all of you that have been touched by this message and you've seen yourself as someone who has not. See, what God told me about 4 or 5 weeks ago. About 3 months ago. God woke me up and he said, don't ignore. And it kept ringing. To this day, he just keeps ringing to me. Don't ignore. You know, that call? No, I don't want to. Don't ignore that call. These bills, I'll be at them later. Don't ignore your bills. Don't ignore. And everything that I'm used to putting on second pushing off, God challenges me. He rings in me. I told you, do not ignore it. Your taxes, don't ignore it. Don't ignore these things. I want to make you better. Make it work, Donnie. Don't ignore this. Don't turn your ear off to this. That telephone call may be an opportunity. Don't ignore it. That bill collector wants you to pay your bills and be integral. Don't ignore it. Mother Williams, that's what God's been telling me. Because I pay my bills, but I pay them when I want them. Just being transparent right now. I'm just being transparent. I pay him when I want. I got the money right here, but oh well, let me pull out my Candy Crush. And I'll be playing I'll be on my phone playing my game, and the Lord say, don't ignore it. I put the game down. Good God. Yeah, I know it was due last month. I'm sending it now. You're seeing the frailty of Donnie McClurkin. Don't judge me. Amen. And God has been challenging me to make this thing work. And I've had to rise to the occasion. Rise to the occasion. Man, it's tough being an adult. I've been a kid for so long, it's tough being an adult. I gotta grow up now, oh my God. God, I gotta be responsible now, oh my God. It's tough being grown. Amen. But the feeling of accomplishment is second to none. It's like I'm in another maturing. It's like I'm in another maturing. The feeling of accomplishment is second to none. To be able to go to bed knowing that I did what I was supposed to do. Hallelujah. To be able to rise up in the morning not having to be afraid of the telephone call. Make it work, y'all.